Timmins, with extreme cold warnings and snow on the ground, the city is planning for sunnier and warmer days. Timmins Council heard an update on the city's Canada Day celebration plans on Tuesday. And yes, let me just say we are bringing back fireworks. We've heard it all loud and clear. So we're planning for a really big fireworks celebration this year, and we're working right now at securing the site for the event, Karen Bachman, Director of Cultural Services, told Council. The party will be at Hollinger Park and also include free family activities and live entertainment. Last year, instead of daytime activities, the city of Timmins had its first ever drone show at Gillies Lake. A community group rallied together at the last minute to put on free activities during the day. The community did an excellent job last year in kind of rallying where we fell short in some areas, and hopefully those same community members are at your table and still offering to help make this even better than what they were able to put together on short notice in the past, said Cowan. Steve Black. Canada Day is a time he believes the city needs to have an event because it's a hub for northeastern Ontario. For me, Canada Day has always been an important day for us to celebrate in our country, both the freedoms that we enjoy and the quality of life that we have, perhaps ever more important now that our closest allies threatening annexation of Canada, Black said. Cowan. Bill Gavazdanovich wants to make sure it's a free event. I think it's important that number one, that we celebrate the country, but I think we need to come together as a community after all we've been through in the last couple of years, and with the issues that we have, this is a chance for families and everybody to get together, he said. The city has budgeted $100,000, with the biggest portion earmarked for fireworks. To make sure everything, including food, is free, Gavazdanovich encouraged the committee to ask for more money, if needed. Right now, the focus is a celebration from noon to 5 p.m., with the fireworks being hours later when the sun goes down. The committee members, said Bachman, have had unofficial conversations about also needing to do something before the fireworks. For community groups, artisans, crafters and food vendors interested in setting up, applications will be available on timmins.ca starting on Monday, February 24.